And it's time for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shellstead. We're doing something a little different today, Chris. We're not at the Merck.
I know. This is kind of nice. I got to get away for a minute. But, you know, when you come to the Merck, I always get you a coffee and stuff. What do you got for me?
Well, I got a half a sun drop mine you can have.
That's okay. I'll just drink water. It's fine. Yeah. I don't expect the, you know, treatment.
Yeah. Well, I had to be in the studio today. Maynard's off and about doing stuff. So yeah. Thanks for coming in the studio this evening.
No, it's such a gorgeous day out there. I might not go back.
Yeah. Plus, it was a holiday yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's, we usually do it the first Monday of the month, Coffee at the Merck. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, we were open a bit yesterday. It was Labor Day. And yep, we decided to be open kind of our Saturday hours. And we had a few folks wander through. It was a pretty quiet day, though.
Yep.
And sometimes it's good to have those days to sit and think and plan ahead and all that. So we're gearing up now for what we think is going to be a busy week with the fair.
Yeah, that's right. The busy week with the Loughborough County Fair coming on. And you're kind of right in a perfect location.
Right. We're right outside the gate of the fair. So everybody, don't expect to find a parking spot if you're coming to the Merck this week. You'll do some walking because we'll be covered up with fairgoers. And, you know, they'll hopefully pop in, grab a coffee on their way into the fair or just stop in to say hi. And it's really a great place to be. And it's a lot of fun to see everybody getting excited about going into the fair and seeing all your old friends and classmates and relatives that come back for the fair. It's great. And I encourage folks, if they're wanting to meet up with somebody, tell them to meet you at the Merck, and then you can go to the fair together.
There you go. Good idea.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
Yeah.
All right. So stop by the Madison Merck on your way to the Loughborough County Fair this week. Chris, you've had a busy month, summer wrapping up here.
Yeah.
It was a busy summer for you.
Yeah. You know, I always think that, you know, August is going to be slow or September is going to be slow, but then all of a sudden it gets packed with activities. And we have had some great things this past summer, lots of wonderful art, lots of terrific music, a whole bunch of kids coming and going all the time. So it was really fun to host Kids Art Club in the summer.
That really took off on you, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I'm sure we're going to continue something similar during the school year. We haven't quite decided what yet, but we've got some really real budding artists out there in Madison. Yeah. Some really talented kids.
Yeah, summer went by fast too, didn't it?
It sure did.
We still got a couple weeks left. But
technically, meteorological summer is over.
Oh, it is?
It is, okay. Just a couple days ago. But it still feels like summer out there, and it's going to be beautiful. During the fair this week, we didn't plan a whole bunch of extra things at the Merck because everybody's here to go to the fair.
Right.
But we do have a teacher reunion that's happening on this coming Thursday at the Merck. Esther Mills and crew put this thing together about every quarter. And the last time we had a teacher's reunion, there was about 25 former teachers. It was really a blast to see them all. So if you're looking for somebody, a former teacher to thank,
Madison?
Yep, former Madison teachers, it'll be 2:00 on Thursday.
Nice.
That'll be
and
fun.
I guess you probably had some teachers that show up, huh?
Oh yeah,
as teachers.
Yep. And you know, they're always interesting to see again, and it's nice to have a conversation with them when you're an adult. You know, you remember them as a student, but boy, there's some really great dedicated teachers that come back to Madison all the time.
I always say that too with Dick Newman. Dick Newman, of course, helps me with sports. He does the coaches show. And, you know, he was my teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're like really good friends.
Yeah,
you know, we hang out together.
That's one of the good things about living in a small town or returning to your hometown. Yeah. You just really great people from your past that stay in your future.
All right.
And then so the rest of the weekend is just going to the fair and supporting folks going in and out of the fairgrounds. And then we're going to start up on our trivia schedule again starting next week, Paul. So the 12th of September will be our first trivia for the season. And as you know, you come in there and bring a team of, you know, four people or so, and it's really a lot of fun. And then we're adding something new to the sort of trivia night schedule, and it's going to be called Nerd Night.
Nerd night.
Yep.
Okay, I'm afraid to ask what that is.
Well, I tell you, what it's going to be is a night, an evening where you can come and sign up to talk about the thing that is your favorite nerd thing. So, for example, Paul, you might want to come and talk about radio, and I might want to talk about Star Trek. Or somebody might want to talk about how to forage for dandelions. I don't know, but we're going to give people the opportunity to nerd out on their favorite subjects, and it's sort of like a mini TED Talk, with beer.
Sweet. Good idea. Who thought of that one?
You know, we saw it running up in Moorhead, and we thought, let's try it here. There's a lot of people who have a lot of hidden talents that they can share with the universe on Nerd Night. So the first trivia is going to be here on September 12th, and the first Nerd Night is going to be September 26th, and we'll accept three topics per evening on Nerd Night. So get a hold of us and let us know what you want to nerd out about.
All right. Great idea. Great idea.
Kind of crazy, but we hope that'll bring out the nerd in all of us.
Okay. What would be your subject?
You know, I think I would talk about science fiction. It's one of my favorite things to watch and read. I'm a big sci-fi fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I know. I'm well-rounded, you know. I love antiques and the future, both. So, yeah. And then we've got a couple music things coming up. We have open mic on September 13th. That's a Friday night. There's a group of young ladies who've been taking guitar lessons at the Merc. They're gonna head up the stage that night, but that'll be on the 13th. And we encourage everybody who's got a couple songs to sing to come on down to the Merc.
Okay.
Hey, and Paul, we have kind of a really exciting new thing happening at the Merc on Tuesday nights. We noticed the need for an English as a second language class. There's a number of young ladies and their kids that we've gotten to meet over the last couple months who don't speak English or who speak very little English. And so we got them all together and we started hosting an English as a second language class, something really informal, sit around the table, talk about life. And we recruited Ashley Hibma to be the teacher for that. So that starts tonight at 5:30. It'll be every Tuesday at 5:30. If you know somebody who speaks Spanish and would like to learn English, or if you know somebody who would like to brush up on their Spanish, send them down to the Merc at 5:30 on Tuesdays. Yeah, and then in the art gallery, we are focusing on farm art.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, I think, in the last couple of months, but it's very interesting. You already have some pieces down at the Merc, right?
Yeah, so what we're doing this year is we're going to throw out a theme every couple months, and every show will be a community show. So instead of highlighting a particular artist, we'll throw out the theme and tell everybody to bring their work to the Merc. So the Farm Art Show is probably, it's up to about six artists now who have a thing that's either made from something you'd find on the farm or a scene that is about farms or farming. So we thought we would throw that out. We're going to keep on gathering things through the end of the fair, and then we'll just have those on display through harvest.
Wow.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. You're just full of ideas today. This is cool.
Well, and then the next theme, of course, will be, let's see, September, October. We're going to have a short Halloween show. So we're asking everybody who has something a little bit creepy, a little bit gory, I don't know, to bring it on in. We'll have a little scary show.
Oh.
And then we go into November and Norse Fest, where we're going to be focusing on Scandinavian arts. And then in December, we'll do kind of like we did last year and have artists available with works to purchase. So a little bit of an art market going on in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty exciting.
A lot of stuff going on at the Madison Mercantile, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh, yeah, Paul, I think I need a vacation.
You do. I think you do. Got to take a break once in a while, right?
Well, I think we can't take it until after Meander. You know, that's coming up.
Yeah, talk about the Meander.
Yeah. So I think this is the 21st year of the Meander, and if people out there aren't familiar with it, it's a studio tour from the upper Minnesota River Valley. So it's from Granite Falls kind of up to Ortonville, and it's over 40 different artists that are represented. You can stop at their studios, but in some cases people have things in businesses, and that's why we are a stop on the Meander. We've got a couple of artists who will be displaying there, and the Kiwanis will be serving a lunch that day, that Saturday of Meander as well, so they can raise a little money.
Yeah.
So we expect to pull all sorts of people out to our area from Meander. We see a lot of people from the cities, a lot of people from Sioux Falls, people from Fargo-Moorhead area, so it's really well attended. I think last year on the Saturday, we had over 600 people come through.
That's what I remember you mentioning that. That's crazy.
It was a crazy day. But
you know, Meander's a really big deal. And, you know, people from all over come, all over the upper Midwest and the United States, actually.
Yeah, it is. And we've gotten to be known for the quality of the artists that are displayed. It's a juried process. You can't just be in Meander unless you've been chosen to be in Meander. So you know when you drive to all these studios, you're going to see some quality artwork and great prices too. And it's perfect timing to use the Meander to buy Christmas presents. holiday presents because there's some all sorts of price points. So you can buy a very expensive, beautiful painting, or you can buy some small printed things. So I would encourage everybody to try to make the meander this year and bring your checkbook.
And that you have two artists at the Merc, you said, huh?
Yep. Okay. We have a couple of, a potter and a painter, and then we'll, as usual, have a whole bunch of other artists that are always at the Merc featured. So, yeah, and the quilters this year as well. Last year we had the Prairie Peacemakers quilt group have a display, and they were so popular last year that they were asked to come back again this year. So nice. There's something for everybody on the meander.
By the way, who's the featured artist this month at the Madison Mercantile?
Well, we have a young lady named Nora Hartman. So she's from Ortonville. She's only 16.
Wow.
And she does these beautiful, beautiful flower portraits, floriography. She's interested in flowers. Mm. So it's kind of hard to explain, but she uses flowers and leaves to create little scenes and people, and she uses a scanner to make these things happen. So it's hard to explain. You got to come in and take a look at them yourself. They're really beautiful.
Good. And so she's the featured artist this month.
She is in the
gallery there. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah. Other than that, one of the big things we're working on is Paige's Recycling Program. If you haven't heard about Paige's Recycling Program, you aren't listening, because she's been everywhere in Madison and Dawson, and she has recruited, I think, 60 or 70 different organizations to gather their soft plastics. And she's got this program, and now she has a baler. We're raising money for the baler so we can bale up the plastics. And soon you'll see a giant recycling area. Her goal is to make this kind of a formal project of the city or in the county to keep this recycling program going. It's her passion, and she's really put her heart and soul into it.
That Paige is one of your baristas?
Yes, Paige Berglund. She's one of the baristas, but each of the baristas, we're telling them, you know what? It's not just about coffee. It's about community. It's about your passion. It's about what you want to do to make your community better. And for Paige, it's recycling. So
specifically plastic then?
Yep, okay. Plastic, soft plastic, something that most of the recycling centers around here don't take. So she's been picking it up, baling it, and taking it to a recycling center that can take it. So I think it's been a really great thing for a lot of the organizations around here who otherwise would fill their dumpsters with all this plastic.
Yeah. Good way to clean up.
Yep, that's right. She's doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, gosh. Well, I know there's so much, Paul, but one thing I'd like to throw out to the community, I recently posted on Facebook asking people for their ideas, because we are about 2.5-3 years into this, and we've built a lot, but we still want to solicit input. So if there's a program, if there's some kind of organization you'd like built, or some program you'd like to start at the Merc, please come on down and take a look at the space, see what you can build for your community. We'd be more than happy to help you make that happen.
All right, good. And I just want to point out too, if you'd like to donate financially to the Merc, you're sure welcome to do that. It takes money to do, a lot of money to do what Chris is doing, and this is my part of the program. Okay, Chris?
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, you can just leave a donation with Chris at the Merc. What she's done in the last couple of years is amazing for our community and our area with what she has there at the Merc. So
thank you, Paul. Yeah, we've written some grants. We've gotten some funding, but that's short-lived, you know, to make sure this is sustainable into the future. We're going to have sort of a long-term fundraising strategy, and I think you just kicked it off.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
I can be the chairman.
Did you? Everybody heard that. He volunteered, didn't he?
Yeah, so yeah, it's a great cause. So
thanks, Paul. I appreciate you.
All right, you have fun at the fair.
I am. I'm going to try to get out of there a little bit and go have fun at the fair.
And during Fair Week, I always ask, "What's your favorite fair food?"
You know, I'm kind of partial to corn dogs.
I had Dr. Nolte in here this afternoon, and she said the same thing.
Yep, I love the corn dogs, but they have to have mustard on them, not ketchup. It's a mustard corn dog for me.
Awesome. Dr. Nolte said a pronto pup or a corn dog, and I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between a pronto pup and a corn dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think pronto pups are a state fair thing, and would you believe I've never been to the state fair?
What?
I know. What kind of Minnesotan am I? Next year.
Yeah, all right. All right, thanks, Chris, for coming into the studio today.
Thank you, Paul. It's always great to yep. hang out with you at KLQP.
That's Chris Shellstead, and that's another Coffee at the Merck. Actually, Coffee at the
KLQP
today.